oh God, to believe you, to bring everything before you. And we thank you, Lord, for this thing called prayer, this communication between you and us, God. We thank you, Lord. And we thank you for, oh God, bringing us into a new year as man has set a calendar. But we thank you, God, for new mercies every morning. For yet again this morning, you allowed us to rise. You allowed us to open our mouths, oh God, and words came forth. You allowed us to open our eyes, God, and we were able to see the very things around us. And this morning, we say thank you. Thank you for the people everywhere, God. Lift them up, God. Hold them as only you are able and you can, God. So much, so much, so much, so much, so much in the world right now, God. So much going through the earth right now, God. But you, God, you, God, you've got it. You're in control. But our hearts need you. Our minds need you. Our lives need you, God. Oh, God, our God. We're going to live. We're going to live, God, and walk, God, in expectation of you, God. We need, oh, God, the anointing to flow in this earth. In everything that's hovering, God, in the name of Jesus, we need you to lift it. Lift up heavy hearts and minds, God, and cause us, oh Father, to call on the name of Jesus. And oh God, if we are so careful, we'll give you praise, we'll give you honor, we'll give you glory. For the people of God, for the people of God, for the people of God, we say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Good morning. Just take a moment. Just take a moment right now. Thank you, Lord. Let's just take a moment for those who are bereaved and going through, those who have lost loved ones along the way, those who have lost loved ones, oh God, from last year to this year, just overnight. Already in this year, God, someone has gone to sleep for the last time on this earth. And we pray your spirit of comfort will heal the land. Heal the land, God, please. Heal the land. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, people of God. Ah, good morning, good morning. We want to say Happy New Year to you. Oh, my goodness. I really want to say a blessed and prosperous New Year to you. I want to say a year of salvation to you. Wow. What are you looking for from God right now? You know, as the calendar changes and we flip over and we say we're now in 2022, and there are 365 days a year. Oh, my goodness. And we are in day two. Wow. What are you expecting from God? Is this the year of expectation? The year of expectation? The year of expectation? Wow. And I put a question mark there. The year of expectation. I want you to say it, read it out loud, and do it just like that. The year of expectation? Do it with a question. Is this the year of expectation? Wow. I don't know. I don't know. I know for me, I'm expecting God to continue to do great things. You see, he's not going to begin to do great things. I'm looking for him to continue to do great things. You know, when we cross over that year, oh, we want God to do it. God has been doing his thing all along. So do we want him to continue to do great things? We know that many have fallen, oh my God, from this thing called life. We've lost so many over the last 2-3 years as we can count it. Oh my gosh. But God is continuing. So is this the year of expectation? Wow. Let me bring it a little closer for you. Is this the day of expectation? So we got to take this thing one day at a time. One day at a time. And we're in a time now where we got to take it one moment at a time, y'all. From one moment to the next, what are we expecting from God? You see, we say expect the unexpected. And many are saying now with everything going on and it seems like, oh, it's just an overwhelming feeling. There is something hovering over this earth, I'm telling you. But whatever's hovering over the earth, remember that God is hovering over it. He is above all. He is above all. So while you're sitting and you're watching and you're waiting and you're thinking, is this my year of expectation? What are you expecting from God? Well, I tell you what, there's some things that God is expecting from us. Maybe he's asking, is this the year of expectation? Is this the year? You know, when you're expecting something, that means you're depending on something. We're depending on God, you see? Can God depend on us? Wow. We want to become more so doers of the word this year. What are you expecting from God? We want to become more so followers of God in Christ Jesus. What are you expecting from God? We need to become more so, oh my God, committed to him and him alone. Not to a denomination, not to a church ministry, but to God. And when we become committed to him, all things fall in place. That ministry that we're supposed to support, that ministry that we're supposed to be a part of. When we become committed and sold out to him, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. Is this the year of expectation? Are you called according to the purpose of God? Oh my goodness. Are you called according to the purpose of God? And if you're called, are you answering that call? Are you living in the purpose that he designed for you? Uh-oh, here we go. So are you focused on your purpose? You already know I was going there. Are you focused on your purpose? Do you understand who God is? I really need you to know who God is right now. The year of expectation? What can God expect from you? What can God depend on you for? What can God get from you that's going to build up his kingdom? Come on, somebody. Wow. The year of expectation? You're expecting this and that and the other, and you want this and that and the other. And we've come out of a season where people are expecting this and expecting that and wanting this gift and that gift. But what gift have we given to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit? All he wants is our souls. All he wants is our commitment. Guess what? All he wants is what he gave us in the first place. The year of expectation. Wow. Somebody says the new season is here. Walk into your season. Most of us should already be living in our season, you see. You know, as the calendar turned over, I just got to keep, reiterating this. As the calendar changed at midnight on December 31st, 2021, and as it turned over to January 1st, 2022, really, did a new season begin? What changed other than the calendar? The year of expectation? We said that last year this time, many of us. The year of expectation. Listen, Rhema, let's look at. Wow. I know I got a little ahead. Good morning, people. Good morning, Rhema. Good morning, Covenant Partners. Good morning, and thank you for being here this morning. Wow. That preface that was just given, God is giving to us. Let's look at something we haven't looked at in a few weeks. Let's look at that mission and that vision. Wow, because has it changed? Has God done some things? Are we done what he has told us we're called to do? Let's look at our mission right now. And if you will with me, if you will and you still believe it, to foster, it is still our mission to foster, to create an atmosphere of true worship. It is still our mission to what? Reap souls for Christ. That is the mission that we're given. It is still our mission and empower the people of God to live in excellence. We're trying to empower you to live in excellence through what? Outreach. Through what? Teaching. And what? Fellowship. We must fellowship one among another. And yes, the fellowship way has changed some. The fellowship has changed the way we do it, but we're still in fellowship. We may not be face to face all the time, but we're still in fellowship one with another. When we're reaching out to each other, when we're calling on each other, when we're providing, come on, when we're sharing, we're in fellowship with God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Then we are in fellowship and commune with one another as we're under God. And our vision, what is the vision? This vision should not change. It can be enhanced, but if we look at it, we will what? Live each day in what? Excellence. Through who? Jesus Christ. You can't live through anybody else. Wow. That we might what? Walk in expectation. Expectation of what? The salvation of the Almighty God. Living in excellence, we walk in expectation. Wow. Living in excellence, walking in expectation. We live each day. We will. And we got to strive to keep doing that. Living each day in excellence. That means by doing the best you can do, by being above all else, by working to be better than you were the day before, the moment before. If you had a messed up morning, you got to get it together by afternoon. Live in excellence. If you mess up, fix it. If you mess up, fix it. If you mess up, fix it. The year of expectation. What is being expected of God? What is being expected of you? Living in excellence through. You can't do it unless you do it through Christ. I'm telling you. Not going to work. Going to fall flat on your face. That we might walk in expectation. Is this the year of expectation of salvation? The year of expectation of what? What are you expecting? You expecting stuff? You expecting things? You're expecting marriages, you're expecting relationships, you're expecting more, you're expecting homes and cars, you're expecting money, you're expecting jobs. Wow. The year of expectation of what? Of salvation, of living. You know, he says, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Do you know where our mission and vision derive from? Psalms 37 and 4 that says, delight yourself also in the Lord. In the Lord. And he, when you delight yourself in him, when you're happy about who he is, when you're contented with who he is, it says that he will give you the desires of your what? Of your heart. The year of expectation? What are you expecting? Wow. Let's get into some scripture. We're going to take our time with this morning. Psalms 118. And I'm going to tell you, I may not read the entire passage, but I'm talking about the entire chapter. The entire psalm. It's not a chapter. It's a psalm. The entire psalm of 118. It says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, His love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, His love endures forever. When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations surround me. All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord, I what? Cut them down. They surrounded me on every side, but in the name of the Lord, I cut them down. They swarmed around me like bees, but they were consumed as quickly as burning thorns. In the name of who? The Lord, I cut them down. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He, the Lord, has become my salvation. Living in excellence, walk in expectation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die, but live and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord, oh my goodness, has chastened me severely, but he, the Lord, has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. Live in excellence, righteous. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With boughs in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks, I tell you, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Oh God, Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Come on, somebody. Praise him right there. Praise him in the middle of that word. Praise him in the middle of that word. Oh my God. Wow, the year of expectation. What are you expecting? What can God expect from you? That word declares who God is. It says, let us, those who fear the Lord. Now, if you don't fear the Lord, it says that those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. When you come to fear God, it's not that you're afraid of going to him. When you fear God, it's a reverence. It's a respect because you understand who God is, what God is able to do, and you know what God will or won't do. You can't put him in a box. Don't question whether or not God is on your side. Get yourself on God's side. When you get on his side, you know he's on your side. But do you understand that even before you become those who fear the Lord, it says, let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. When you can't understand God's love, you don't have that respect nor reverence for him. That's why you don't fear him. That's why you feel like you can stand boldly in his face and say what you want to say or do what you want to do. The year of expectation. What are you expecting from God? God is expecting some things from us. God is expecting some things from us. God is expecting. I'm not gonna give you this pretty sermon today because we're in the calendar new year. This life is still continuing from one day to the next. The same stuff you were doing on December 31st, 2021. You think because the calendar turned over that everybody stopped doing what they were doing on December 31st, 2021? Your heart has to belong to God. It's a process. Don't make New Year's resolutions. Don't make them because you make a lie out of yourself every time. I'm going to do better. I'm gonna stop eating like this. I'm gonna change. Guess what? You shouldn't have to wait till the end of the year going into another year. You ought to be doing it one day at a time. 365 days a year. When the unction of the Holy Spirit hits you, whether it's May 21st, then you ought to be doing better on May 22nd. My God. Wow. The year of expectation. The year of expectation. I can declare and decree right now that this is my year of expectation. But guess what? I declare and decree every day, God. I'm expecting great things from him every single day. And it's a process. Living in excellence, walking in expectation, it's a process. And you got to follow the process. You got to follow the rules of the game. You see, you can't step out of the game and step back in and expect to be in the same place you were when you, oh my God, come on. You can't go sit on the sidelines while the game is going down. And as soon as the hype gets there and your team is winning, you want to run back in and help. Doesn't work like that. You got to stick in the good. You got to stick in the not so good. But you got to do it right. You got to do it right. The year of expectation. My goodness. Let me give you 3 points before I get too far ahead of myself. Look at this. Wow. Let's look at, first of all, what does expectation mean? We know. We think we know. What is expectation? Let's look at the definition of expectation. A strong belief that something will happen. A strong belief that something will happen or be the case in the what? Future. That is coming, or a belief that someone will or should, hear me, achieve something. Expectation. So look at this. There's a means of expectation we want to look at this morning. Expectation comes with sacrifice. Honorable living provides the key to expectation. While you're expecting, understand that God will not be mocked during your season of expectation. Expectation comes with what? Sacrifice. Honorable living, you see, provides the key to expectation. And understand this, God will not be mocked during the season of expectation. So if you're expecting some things from God, if you have a strong belief that God is going to do this thing, that something is going to happen or to change, it says, or be the case in the future. It may not happen right now, but it's going to change in the future. And I'm going to put in some things. I'm going to do some things. Come on. Because as I'm believing, that's my faith. But my faith without works is dead. I can talk a good game. I can woo you. I can make it look good, you see. I can do all I can do. I want the world to look and see that it looks good this way, but behind the scenes, I'm doing it that way. the year of expectation. What are you expecting? You need to look in the mirror and say, God, what are you expecting from me? Look up, God, what is it you expect from me? You see, when we understand what he expects from us, we line up with the word of God. We begin to live in excellence. We begin to do it differently. We begin to consider all things around us. We begin to consider, first of all, God. What is he thinking about me right now? See, that's the question we don't want to ask. We worry about what people think about us. Do we stop and say, what is God thinking about me right now? How is God looking at me right now? And even when we don't understand God and understand everything he's doing and how he does it, we need to understand this, that he knows us from the inside out. While we're keeping our mouth shut and keeping the shades on and hiding behind closed doors, guess what? God already knows before what comes out of your mouth. He created your mouth. While you got your shades on, he's back there. See, people are on the outside looking in. God is on the inside seeing what's coming out. While people are on the outside looking in, God is on the inside seeing what's coming out. And while you think you hide it behind closed doors, God's the one that closed the doors. God's the one that built the doors. God is behind the doors. See, God is in front of the camera, and he's behind the scenes. He's everywhere. Oh, my goodness. Omnipresent, people. He's everywhere. When you go in the bathroom, even to close the door, and you think you're going in there, when you go into your car, he's right there. He's omnipresent. When you leave home, and you're different from when you leave home than when you come back in, so your family sees you this way, but you go out and you act that way, God is omnipresent. He's right there with you. He's riding in the car with you. Come on. When you decide you're going to cuss that person out because they cut across you in traffic, and you go, oh, because your kid, you realize your kid is in the background, guess what? God is in the foreground. He saw it before it happened. The year of expectation. Wow. My goodness. In that scripture, in Psalms 118, wow, the Lord is with me, that sixth verse. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Go to the sixth verse for us. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. Look at those two verses. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? What are you afraid of? Why are you afraid of allowing God to lead, to guide, to direct? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. He prepareth a table before me, even in the presence of mine enemies. These are the things we should be expecting, that God is going to give us the lay of the land. Yes, he is. Yes, he will. Yes, he is able. But guess what? With our expectation comes some sacrifice from us, some giving up of ourselves, sacrificing and giving unto the Lord, knowing who God is, giving God, giving back to him. How do I give back to God? Simply by working to live for him in decency and in order, so that I may not be an offense to the ministry of God. Well, I ain't no pastor. You still cannot be an offense because you are ministers of the Lord. The year of expectation, he's expecting you to do greater things to pull people into the kingdom. The year of expectation, he's expecting you to allow him to release your heart from the damage of old stuff so that he can renew. He's expecting you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. He's expecting you to understand, know you not that your body is the temple of God? He's expecting you to understand that your temple has to be clean. And he's not talking about with the soap and water. He's not talking about you being the best fitness person in the world. He's not talking about, come on, God, those things do help. But that's not what he's looking for. He's looking for you to be cleaned up on the inside, to exercise your soul salvation, to do some lifts, to pump up that goodness and kindness that should come out of you. My God. It is better, it says, to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. God needs some people who are willing to be honorable. It is better to take refuge in the Lord. Just go to that secret place. God, I thank you. You know, when you take refuge in God, you're covered on every side than to trust in humans. Yes, we want human relations. We want to be, because he made us to be together. But he said it's better to take refuge in him than to trust in humans, to wait on man to bless you, to wait on man to give you promotions, to wait on man to do this, to do that. Take refuge in the Lord. Watch this. If you take refuge in him, that means you're seeking him. If you take refuge in him, you're seeking his righteousness first. If you take refuge in him, all the things that you're looking for from man will be added. And man can't say they did it. Man can't take any claims on what God is doing in your life. Wow. God needs some people who are willing to be honorable, y'all. Expectations. Let's look at those means again, Elder. Expectation comes with sacrifice. Expectation, the means, Elder, go to the means for me. Expectations, thank you, come with sacrifice. Leave it right there for a moment. Your year of expectation has to come with sacrifice on your part. Honorability. Honorable living provides the key. God needs some people who are willing to be honorable, who are willing to be good people, who are willing to genuinely be good people. God will not be mocked during this season of expectation. Thank you, Lord. He's not. When you're honorable, God is not going to be mocked. That means God is not going to be tricked. You can't fool God. During this time of expectation, you want things from him. He's expecting you to give up some things. Yes, it comes. It comes with you committing. You see, when there's a commitment, it has to be between two people. What, you going to commit to a wall? Come on. It has to be between two viable persons. God is viable. God is living. You can't make a commitment with Buddha or a statue or a tree. You can't make a commitment if you want to, oh my goodness. Commitment has to be more than one person. Come on. Wow. I'm going down to verse 18. No, I'm not. Go to verse 16, Elder. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. And then it goes on. It tells you, see, he's lifting up God here. It's telling you what God has already done. His mighty hand has healed, has delivered, has provided, has taken care of you. It's done all this. And then guess what? Because you were not in line, in place, then it comes back and says this right here. Oh, my goodness. It says, I will not live. I will not die. I will not die, but live. I will proclaim what the Lord has done. Because his mighty hand has lifted you up out of that muck and mire, that mess. It says, I will not die, but live. He's given you a second chance and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has, then it goes, it turns. It says, the Lord has chastened me severely. I've gone through some stuff, God. I've lost my mother. I've lost my mother-in-law. I've lost my brother. I've lost my friend. I've lost my family. I've lost, oh God, my job has gone down. But when I look back over my life and the years, God, did I lose these things or did I simply give them up? You see, when you give up God, when you turn from God, it is better to trust, take refuge in the Lord than to trust human. It says the Lord is chasing me severely. I'm going through right now, God, I can't get it. But he's not giving me over to death. See, there's still some mercy. There's still some grace. There's still you with an opportunity. He's chasing me severely, but it says he is not giving me over to death. But guess what? Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. So what you have to do is stay focused on staying righteous. Stay focused on staying righteous. Stay focused on serving God. Stay focused on the fact that even though I'm going through, God's got me. Job, they don't understand. Yes, you went through, brother. Job, they don't understand. But God chose you to go through because God understood you and God knew you would not turn on him. Now, that's some faith in a man. God had faith in the man. Can God have that kind of faith in us? God had faith in Job. God would not have allowed the enemy to even go near Job if he thought it was going to risk his soul. God is trying to save your soul. But God understood Job was so righteous. Job was a righteous man. Job believed God in thick and thin. And that's what the relationship was about. Job trusted God no matter what he was losing, going through. He knew that God would prevail. You see, when God has taken you through the storms of life and brought you through to the side where the sun is shining, where the waters are calm, you got to understand, when the storm rises up again, you got to believe this the same God that brought me through the last time is going to bring me through this time. What are you expecting from God this year? Is this the year of expectation? Are you expecting God to, oh my goodness, just come in like a storm? If he come in like a storm, you might not like it. If he come in just swoosh, sweep it all out at one time, you might not be able to handle it. So sometimes he got to move stuff. Like blocks. He got to move it from here to there. He got to position the blocks in our life to cause us to be able to go through the maze so that we're not running into walls. We're not hurting ourselves. We're not, oh my God, dispersing the very things that he has put together. Sometimes God has to begin to shift the atmosphere so that the atmosphere is favorable to us. Do you know that sometimes we mess up? We create atmospheres. We create atmospheres just by our mouth opening sometimes, by our actions. We create atmospheres that cause distinction. We create atmospheres that bring on death. We create our flesh man, the sinner thing that God had to send his son to save. We create. But us, oh God, find favor in the Lord. Us, united saints, become who God needs us to be and can use us in his kingdom. This life is good, yes. All of that, this, that, the other. But we are not even alive about, it's not about this life. Oh my goodness, it's not about how big your home is. It's not about the stuff. Stop looking for people to approve you. When you look for people to approve you, mess up. Wait for God's approval. Man don't have anything from you. Build your ego. When you looking for an ego building, you a man of pride. You a woman of pride. God hates a prideful man, woman, boy, girl. Wow. The year of expectation. What are you expecting from God? What are you expecting from God? The stone. The builders rejected has become the cornerstone. I'm at the 22nd verse. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Jesus Christ, the cornerstone. The Lord has done this. Guess what? All that stuff that you went through, sometimes we want to say, it's the devil. It's the devil. Mm-mm. Yeah, it's him, but with God's permission. My family is under attack. Why? Do you ever ask why? Do you ever ask yourself why? Don't ask God why. Ask yourself why. Why do you think I'm going through this situation I'm going through at this time? Think about it. The stone, the builders rejected. That who came to save us, rejected. But become the cornerstone. That very thing in your life that people disdained about you. God has caused it to turn around in your favor. Wow. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice and be glad, because it says the Lord has done this, God. And it's marvelous in our eyes. Lord, save us. Save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. Listen, that very last verse says what that first verse says. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Your year of expectation again has to come with some sacrifice on your part. On your part. You've got to give up to God, and God will give back into you. Now, God's not selfish, though. Sometimes we ain't giving God a thing, and he's steady providing. The year of expectation. What are you expecting from God? We're going to do what my pastor said. We're going to forge ahead. We're going to keep going. We're going to press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. But I'm telling you, just because the calendar year turned over doesn't mean that people turned over a new leaf. We like to tell that lie. I'm turning over a new leaf because it doesn't work like that. You got to get before God and get that stuff out of you. You got to be saved. Save us, O Lord. The season has changed. We've come out of the holiday season. We started a new year. That's the earth. That's in this earth. But guess what? Time hasn't changed. Time doesn't change. Time just keeps moving. Time doesn't start or stop. It just keeps going. If you really think about it, time is an ongoing process. Our living for God is an ongoing process. The year of expectation, I know I didn't preach you happy this morning, but I hope I preached. I hope I taught. I hope I gave you something to chew on. Chew on. And I don't want it to be that you can pick it up the glass and swallow it so fast. But I want you to chew on it. You know how something tastes good to you and you're trying to savor the flavor? We call it minting on something just a little bit at a time because you want it to last. This is what God wants for our lives and salvation. He wants us to last. He wants it to be good for us, and he wants to be good to us. Come on, y'all. Give God a praise this morning. Wow. The year of expectation. I don't think we finished with this one. But I do want to give you this. I want you to join me at least the next 7 days, everyone on here. And I want you to read every single day. I want you to read and marinate on Psalms 118. I want you to read and marinate on Psalms 118. And while you're walking through your house, I want you to read it out loud. And I want you to just keep reading it. And watch what God begins to do in your spirit. And I want you to focus on what the words are saying. And I want you to be ready now, because it may become overwhelming to your spirit man, because you're feeding your spirit man. And some things may be able to begin to come out. And some things may be able to come in. But I'm challenging you for the next 7 days. Tomorrow, start today. But from Monday to next Sunday, we're going to come back to this word. I want you to read it every single day. Matter of fact, if you will, when you wake up, read through Psalms 118. And if you can get to the NIV version, that's the version I want you to read. It brings it plain. It brings it plain. Listen, read it when you wake up and read it before you go to bed, and trust God with the process. This thing called salvation, living in excellence, walking in expectation, it's a process. It's a process. Not just something you just do. It's a process. Something you have to think about. Something you have to focus on. And when you begin to think and focus on living right, it just becomes natural to you, I tell you. It becomes as natural as reciting the Lord's Prayer, which we're going to do now. our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the glory forever. Amen. 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 Somebody needed that this morning.